Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Memorial Day in America. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are listening on the radio across the northern half of the Western Hemisphere, islands on either side, thank you for doing that on this Memorial Day. Those of you who are listening, who are logging on around the world to our simulcast, thank you for being part of our day. We're celebrating Memorial Day, and we do celebrate it, ladies and gentlemen. We're lifting up the lives and the names and the families of the fallen over the last 200 plus years, approaching in our third century. Here in the United States of America, and we've lost millions over that time who gave the last full measure of their lives so that you and I could do what we're doing today in America, and what we do here on this show every Memorial Day is celebrate this, and we do it with good friends like our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member Bob Dillschneider, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Dillschneider Group, a great PR firm in New York City, the author of many books, a couple of dozen books which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, Power and Influence, The Rules of Change. That's your new book, isn't it, Bob?
It has, yes, Jim, and it's actually going to be reissued very soon.
All right.
I want to congratulate you on getting the award for your book.
Thank you.
Apparently it's quite a significant award.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's the second one. Hey, Bob, when we think about what's going on today in our country, there are some issues that are happening that the people who gave that last full measure, it's hard to know. Of course, it's impossible to know what they were thinking. They were fighting for an ideal. They were standing a post for an ideal. The ideal is freedom from God that Americans have turned into liberty. Liberty is a gift we give each other, and part of that liberty is the operation of our government. And right now, you've reported on that recently, on some of the momentous things that are going on right now that are going to have an impact on future, unfortunately, on future names and faces that we'll celebrate on Memorial Day.
Huge, what's coming down. The month of June is going to be a huge month for us, Jim, and a huge month for every American. The Supreme Court is going to rule on the Affordable Care Act. If they say thumbs down on it, in other words, goes away, the health care of really tens of millions of Americans is going to be affected. On the other hand, a lot of the things in the Affordable Care Act are not positive. The act is 2,000 pages, and it doesn't help doctors. It really doesn't help patients. It doesn't give the average man on the street the kind of care he needs. It's an Obama.
It did not make things more affordable.
It made things much more complex and much less affordable. And it's an Obama-driven act, and Obama's put on the table the fact that if the Supreme Court repeals it, that millions will lose their health care. So it's a big issue.
So that's coming down. That'll be probably the last week of June,
the
week of the 22nd or so. We'll probably hear about that. Actually, the decision has already been made, but they'll release it at that time.
That's exactly right.
What do you think? Do you have a handicap on it?
My guess is they're going to say the Affordable Care Act has to be repealed.
The issue is, as we've talked about on the show, folks, just a quick reminder, the issue is you've got two kinds of exchanges in America. You've got state-sponsored exchanges, and you've got federal exchanges. Well, the law says the subsidies are only available to state exchanges. So what about the 30-something federal government exchanges? People in those exchanges may have gotten subsidies that were illegal.
It's huge what's taking place here, and I think that's what the Supreme Court is going to rule on.
So that's
Iran. How are we going to position ourselves in Iran? And of course, the Defense Secretary's comments yesterday, not about Iran but about Afghanistan and Syria,
right,
that we don't have the will to fight. The people there don't have the will to fight.
Mm-hmm.
This is a scary moment here.
Iraq. The big thing that's going on right now in the fight for Al Anbar province in Iraq. It's appropriate on Memorial Day, Bob, for us to talk about these things because many people are talking about going back in there. And I'll tell you what, it makes me sick to my stomach, Bob, to think that we had already paid in amazing lives and treasure to turn that part of the world over to people who should have been able to take it from there. But then we pulled out too soon, in my opinion, and now we're going to have to go back and risk more lives to reconquer it. Bob, that makes no sense.
We spent $20 billion training the army over there to do the job themselves.
And thousands of Americans.
Thousands of Americans.
Killed and injured.
It's really tough, and now we're going to do it again. And the question really is, should we do it again?
What do you think?
I think we have to do it again, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think the people in that part of the world, the bad people, are really bad people. And they don't like us, and they don't like what...
This is not a case of that we don't like the way the Iraqi government is governing itself. This is a case of dangerous people who, like the Iranians, have declared that we're their enemy.
That's exactly what it is.
And we're talking about ISIS, of course. Speaking of the Iranians, that's another thing going on right now. Do you think Congress will give the president the right to go along with the Iranian agreement?
I don't think so. I think we're going to say thumbs down on the Iranians. And
yeah.
I think they can't have the nuclear bomb. And I think the Israelis are putting a lot of pressure on congressmen very quietly from the outside because they're the big losers.
But do you think a nuclear Iran is a fait accompli?
I think a nuclear Iran is there right now.
It's come to this, and I'm sad about that because that's could give us, unfortunately, more names to talk about in the future on future Memorial Days. Tintail, right back with Bob Dunstadter. It's Memorial Day in America. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.